The chaos has only just started. The local resistance leader Vito Sagar was not with the remaining group. What type of cogwheel has been set in motion in the political, horrifying, and dangerous battle of the Lands of Parthena? Well, you'll have to find out in Season 2 of Jandice. You can now see this, the commoners that are just dragging this sacked body of a mage hunter, and everyone around you is slowly gaining consciousness, but it's very, very rough, and it's dark in here, and Jessica is actually looking upon you, and so, what is the plan? We need to get them back. How? We need to hurry.
We carry them?
Yeah, you just mentioned the
you
plan.
You said they
I
were
think.
Coming back to consciousness. Or are they...
Some of them, but they're weak.
So a healing spell takes one action.
Yep.
So time-wise, making a healing spell is no time at all.
Time-wise is
when you're out of initiative. Like,
yeah, 6 seconds per healing spell.
Do you have any? Does anyone have any healing spells or cantrips?
No,
I have.
Even better,
I have
cantrips or spells.
No, I have 2 spell slots.
Okay, so that's not an option.
Yeah, let's just carry people.
I need to be carried.
I guess
I need to be carried. So
no, you can.
I can limp.
I can
limp.
Drag one of the smaller ones.
I have 3rd-degree burns all over my body, so I can limp as well.
Jessica looks upon you. I'm sorry, Toby, but I had no choice. It was that or die.
No problem.
But we need to hurry back, and we need to get everyone there. Probably we can send for the priest to get back here and help. Then to the wounded. We won't fit. I don't know. It's only a matter of time before the mage hunters find their way into the sewers.
Should we, should a party go back and try to get help and take with them as many as they can and leave a...
I still have City Seekers, so I can move twice as fast.
But should we leave a guard? Or a guard team to guard the unconscious bodies that we can't take with us?
To be fair, I think it's good if you, some of you, go ahead and get help. But we could really use your help, because if the mage hunters come, I don't know how well we can protect them.
Should we go get help?
Yeah,
because we're quite fast.
But the secrets take us there twice as fast as well. So, we go back and find whoever's left in the camp or in the base.
Before you leave, I can use my 2 spell slots and heal you, so if you run into trouble, you won't die.
That would be
please.
Fantastic.
Yes, please.
Right, so go ahead and roll. Is it Cure Wounds?
Yeah.
Yeah, so a d8 plus your modifier.
So one of you get 2 plus 6, and the other get...
Plus 6 is not possible.
No? Isn't it the same modifier for everything?
No. It's supposed to be your... So what's your spellcasting ability? Intelligence,
yeah,
right?
So it's plus 4 plus proficiency?
Yeah. No, not proficiency in spells. So
it's plus 4 then?
Yeah.
In the other
So 6 for the first one.
Yeah, and 8 for the other.
Yeah.
How much health do you have?
1.
Okay, you get the 8.
Alright.
We'll see. Bah.
Alright, so you take a second or two and just preparing, and you feel Shirk as the warmth of Tempe's functional, not mechanical arm, is grabbing you, and you feel relieved, as well as you, Kree. And you feel a little bit better.
Oh, that feels good.
Yeah. Do you think we can get more of those health potions back at the base?
We might.
Yeah. I still feel a bit iffy. All right, let's go.
All right, let's go. All
right, so you're making your way. And I'm actually going to go with Tempe and Toby here first, as you guys stay behind. And there's this sewer system is actually a T-crossing where you are sitting at this very moment. So you have the ladder going up where the fourth intersection would be, but it just goes up, and then there's a straight way to the front and one to the left and one to the right. And you're sitting put.
No, I know these tunnels, and I have 18 smoke bombs. So I'm just thinking we should move everyone on just somewhere. So if the mage hunters come down here, it's easier to move, because how many walking persons are they here?
Probably around 20% is capable of standing. But there's few of the initial resistance members that went into this with you. They are really hurt, and they're sitting tending for their wounds.
Who hurt? When did they get hurt?
In the tumult, probably
when
those...
When they were shanking the one person?
Probably the ones that left with Jessica as well. So there's a few of them that has... You don't really know how they got injured, but they seem very rough. And then there's like only two or three people between the 40, 45 people you actually saved that is... like can stand and be... function in any way. So there's not a lot. And then there's Jessica and you two.
So there's basically no way to move these people in an efficient manner at this stage.
Probably not, if you don't have a brilliant idea.
Oh yeah, no, I don't. I genuinely don't.
Aren't you the smart one?
I am.
Toby is.
I'm also.
Oh, burn.
Welcome back.
Are we gonna have beef? No, but I think we should post a person in each tunnel, maybe 60 feet down in every way, so they can warn us if they see anything, and all battle capable members can run to their aid when they see anything.
Yeah, it sounds like a good plan. I'll spread the message, and meanwhile...
The smoke bombs, do you have them on a clip on your arm, or are they just loose bombs?
Yeah, the three ones I always have with me, I have on my arm, but I have a bag of 18 ones extra.
And I'll position out scouts that can take care of that. You might want to look into and see if this disgusting... thing of a human being has anything on him that might be valuable or clues or anything.
Oh fuck yeah, I loot the corpse.
All right.
That's what D&D is all about, looting corpses. I'm into this.
So you sit down by this corpse,
the Swiss cheese of a man.
Before the scouts leave, I give them a handful of smoke bombs so they can just
so you
throw
give them
and
one or two each.
Yeah.
So mark off six just for the sake of it.
Good.
And roll me an investigation, Toby.
I investigate the half hole, half man. That's a 20.
20? Darn. You find a... First of all, you look to the eyes and you actually remove a bandana that has been pulled up over the face, and you remove it. And you remember this face. This man is called Brian, and he was one of the guys... you actually did the initial training when you first got to the Mage Hunters. A younger human being in his early 20s with a stubble on his cheek and brown hazel eyes with a dark back slick. And then you see that it's just a bit hard to get this in. And I would like you to roll a wisdom saving throw.
Fifteen?
You manage to withstand, not to break down in total agony by this, because it's everything is still very hazy for you. And
yeah, no doubt.
You take a moment and you go through his things, and you can. The first thing you notice is that he has a coin pouch strapped into his belt, as well as a small scroll holder also strapped to his belt.
I grab the coins and read the scroll. Right. Or open the scroller.
Scroller. And when you open the scroll, you find one parchment. And the parchment basically reads, "To every single mage hunter available in the western part of Parthena, we would like to increase the security and precaution against arcane users. Full force is permitted in whatever means necessary. Do what you have to." And it's signed Fabio Tavano.
I would presumably know who this is.
Can roll me history.
Signed Fabio, I wrote her. I'm thinking long blonde hair on the cover of romance novels.
Oh yeah.
That's a nat 20 plus 4.
Holy shit.
Plus 6 even, so 26.
You know where he lives.
Actually, you do know this person, and you've heard this name so many times.
I have heard it so many times. What was it?
He has one of the chairs for the Council of the Seven. And he has the chair of arcane and education. He is the one that totally stripped the arcane college of Rakeswos in Mitra. He did everything he could to influence which one had the power and which one were permitted to use the power of the arcane. You also know that he is, or at least with a nat 20, you know that he has had his eyes on an ancient artifact to restore a very special entity that is named Vaho. Vaho, you do know, since you have studied this subject, that it's an elemental titan of Earth. And you put one and one together, and you do know that probably this is why he's petrifying people. And maybe this is a logical use of the stone.
Oh, fuck. So, which we know they're taking to a quarry. Quarry / summoning ground of ancient elemental earth thing. Spooky. not to be a dick about it, but what's his name again?
Fabio Tavano.
Tavano. Is he?
The chair of arcane and education.
Yep. Cool. I put the parchment in my parcel.
Mm-hmm.
And I also put the coin purse in my parcel. And I will relay this information later, but not now.
Okay.
I say I found some interesting information, but yeah.
All right.
So quick question. This is probably... This is out of character, obviously, but this memo, if we should call it that, was then sent out after we went up to the plateau, correct? This is like a new piece of parchment. Otherwise, Toby would have it already.
Out of character, you have no clue when this was sent out. It wasn't any date to it. There wasn't any
that time. This was not the mission we were on.
This is not... Nope. For your ears, at least. And Toby, you have no clue.
Yeah. All right.
You haven't heard about this message before.
But this was not our mission, as far as we know.
No, no, no.
So, Shirk, Kree, you're making a run for it through the sewer systems. And I'm actually going to have you roll a straight athletics. Just keep up the pace, because both of you are very injured.
Yeah. 8. Oh, sorry, 9, actually.
I was going to say, can I rage so I can...
How many rages do you have left?
I think I have 2 rages, and I used 1.
You have used 2.
You have used 2, yeah.
Yeah, you rage climbed.
Yeah, you re-raged.
Did I re-rage in the battle?
After you...
Fucking hell. Well, though, then that's... yeah.
So, what did you roll?
A 5.
9.
All right. It's... This is just for... This is
staggering
just,
along.
Yeah, this is just for the speed, because you're moving at fast speed because of your city secrets, but you are very injured and it's taking longer. So this will be just regular speed for you guys. But you're getting there, but it's taking some time. But after about 10 minutes, you both pop up at the hideout. Make your way, and you find your way into the main hall. And what do you guys want to do? As you come in, there's no one there at the moment. Not in the main hall, at least.
No, I scream out, healer!
We need people! We need a healer! We need people who can help carry it! Come on, fast now!
And
or everyone will die!
You see the androgynous character that you talked to before, Kree, come out from the west wing. Or the East Wing, sorry. And they're looking at you and... okay, so... So, what can I do? What do you need?
Do I remember the way back?
Yeah, you would.
Okay. Shirk, take him! I'll go gather up as many as possible that can come help.
Yeah, so this is the healer from the...
From the medical. From the medical,
Yeah. Come with me. We need to go fast.
Okay. Let me get some things.
Yeah, get potions. Get whatever you have.
And they are getting back to the medical wing, packing a few stuff up in a sack, and they're running towards you. And where do we go?
Yeah, follow me. We'll go back.
Okay.
And I'll try and round up as many people as I can who can just like, okay, there's no danger if you come now.
Yeah. Roll and just straight investigation.
Investigation, not charisma. Okay.
You can add your charisma instead of intelligence. So if you're proficient, if you're proficient in it, you can use.
I'm not proficient in investigation.
Okay.
So what do I add?
Just charisma.
Okay, so 12.
Well, all right. You gather up around 5 to 6 individuals from the medical wing. Those are the only one you find, but they just. Okay, this is the last effort. We'll go with you.
Aye.
We'll go with you.
We do.
And you start making your way downtown. Back,
yeah. Walking fast, fast, and I'm homebound.
Right. And after a while, about 20 minutes or so, you...
Does he have a potion I can drink while we run?
They seem hesitant to lend you anything. They look upon you and say, like... I see you're hurt. We'll get that.
Okay.
We need to stabilize everyone else, though.
Yep.
You still can stand.
Priorities.
And you're running with them, and Kree and the others are actually gaining pace towards you. The priest doesn't run very fast, unfortunately.
Long robes and all.
Does he have a cane?
Staff? A special Deckard cane. But after a while, about 20 minutes or so, you find your way back and you're all gathered up again. The entrance where you left Tempe and Toby.
I'm kind of... Toby's kind of doing rounds between the different scouts. just walking up and down to see, like... how they're doing, if they've noticed anything, kind of like hobbling along, hurt as he is, but wanting to keep an eye on the situation. He's a tactician, after all.
They're like, No, we haven't seen anything. We tried to keep a lookout. We haven't seen anything, though.
Just scream if you do.
Yes, we will.
There's a medicine skill check. Can I use it for trying to wake people up?
Yeah, sure.
So I've been doing that.
So go ahead and just roll me a medicine check.
Okay, 22.
Yeah, that's enough. Okay. You wake up a couple of people and they start standing up, but they're very fragile, very weak. Takes some time, but you're starting to get some people conscious. And as of this, Cree and Shirk finds their way back, and the priest is just looking upon this chaos and just go, oh dear, oh dear.
We need to get a few people on their feet so the rest of us can carry the rest of them. We need everyone out of here now. They're coming.
Yes, yes. Priorities, priorities. And you see him... Fuck! You see them going up against every single one by one and just kneeling down. And you see some faint shimmer in their hands.
Before they start, even... we're going to start commanding the ones that came with me and the ones that can bring someone who needs help.
Mm-hmm.
Just go already.
Yeah, yeah. So you start moving.
Yeah.
Jessica is looking... I don't know where Vito is. We lost him. We need to find Vito.
Where did you see him last?
We lost him in the battle when we were trying to climb the walls.
Cree looks at Toby. Do the mage hunters, do they have any way of extracting truth from a person? Is there a spell or something that they have?
I don't know. They have access to pretty much every imaginable spell given enough time. These seem to be quite low-level people, so I don't think they have that.
I beg to differ.
I don't think they have that capability, but given enough time and finding the right person, they could definitely do that.
It's a very, very big problem if they get their hands on Vito. I doubt he'll say anything, but the resistance in Darawi, we're doomed.
There's a spell.
Where did you all see him?
As we climbed the walls. I lost track of him. I don't know where...
Okay, I'm unhurt. I'll go see if I can find him.
I'll go with you. Are you guys okay with trying to lead the way for every single injured and take them back to the hideout?
I will form a rear guard.
Yeah, we'll manage.
Okay. We can do this. We can do this, Tempe.
I head to the front to just draw my short sword and try to keep the front safe.
So all right.
Of the train.
Front.
So we're gonna have... Everyone roll... Or we're going to have Shirk, Cree, and Toby roll stealth checks.
Not
20 plus 6, so 26.
Again?
Yep.
It's a good die.
The die giveth and the die taketh away.
I'm desperately looking for a way for advantage, but I can't find one, so that would be a 7 for me.
All right. But that's still a quite high average of like 14, 15 with Toby helping you. And you make your way and stealthily moving through the shadows in the sewers and one by one leading the injured through the sewers. And it takes you some time, but... Eventually, when you get back there, leave first group, you make your way back, and you find more people standing there, ready to be escorted. The priests seem to be doing a good job of actually helping them out. And you take the next group, another stealth check.
That is another 2 I rolled. 2 in a row, so 7 again.
21.
21.
Well, still a good average. Air 5. And, once again. And the last time you come back, you see that everyone is standing up, ready to be escorted.
And for a second I thought you were going to say, you see that everyone is dead.
And I will have you roll one last dose.
Come on now.
Your mind goes to really dark places there, Toby.
20, not natural.
Natural 20.
16.
So 27 here.
You disappear.
You guys don't know where Shrek now.
Where'd he go?
You go through the shadows once again and safely escort the last group back. And it seemed that everyone has been gathered. Tempi. As they start moving the first group, she is leading you through the sewers to another entrance, another lid, right under Castle Leyboard. It's on the south wall, and she says, are you ready for this? This will be dangerous. We don't know what chaos is going on up there.
As ready as I can be.
It's been a good fight. You've been faithful, and you have been very true to our cause. I commend you.
Thank you, but I think this... We'll make it. This won't be that bad. We'll find him. You'll see.
As she starts climbing the ladder. When she opens the lid, you hear... fire that is blazing the rooftops. Your people... individuals, just civilians screaming, and you hear total chaos up in the city. There are people screaming, shouting to one another, and you especially hear one voice, louder than anyone, who just says, "Find them!" And with that, you go up. You follow Jessica as she is just very, very swiftly moves out. Standing behind the wall of the southern part of Castle Leyboard, peeking around the corner as you come up. Okay, I think we can make a run for it. We need to get to the other side to see if we can see anything towards where we climbed up.
Okay.
I'm gonna make a distraction. When I say run, run.
Okay.
And she's gonna go ahead, and you see the arcane threads being pulled once again, and you see fire starts pouring out from her very body as she just aims, and an explosion detonates about 80 feet away from you on the other side towards, once again, the Twin Butchers Inn. And the flame starts bursting even more, and she silently shouts, run!
I run.
Alright, make an athletics.
That's very lucky. It's 17 minus 2.
Roll the nat 20. Alright, so you're making a run for it. She grabs you by the side and darts to the other side. You can see mage hunters that are burning from the very bodies that just collapses in front of you. And for a second, you see children. You see just innocent civilians that is fleeing their homes from the very buildings that is surrounding the courtyard. Without hesitation, you move through, though, and you push even further, and she's looking around. She stops. It was right here. It was right here, Tempi.
What happened? How did you lose track of him?
Oh no, this is bad. This is real bad.
Was he hurt?
I don't think so. I don't know where he is. Tempi!
Okay, we'll find him. I'll roll something. Investigation, perhaps?
You can roll a perception.
perception. Not that high. 11. 12.
11? And she's starting to panic, and you look around, try to see if you... The only thing you see is people fleeing from their homes. People surrendering the very homes that they took so many years to maybe get into and get a hold of. And the chaos and the tense situation is causing very, very many thoughts occurring into your head. She starts panicking. She's just standing there. No, this can't be happening. This can't be happening. Can't be gone. We're doomed.
No, calm down. Please, Jessica, we'll find him. Calm down. Just take a breath. We need to focus here. I'll see what I can find. Just please stay hidden and calm down. You we can do this. It's fine. He's gonna be here somewhere.
Right. And she just tries to calm herself, but just stands there.
Investigation? Or, you know, I'm trying to...
Do you want to investigate for clues more than rather just perceiving something in the background?
No, I mean, I don't know where he is, but this is where she left him. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't really know the difference.
So, you can either roll an investigation, but that is more like trying to find something if you know where things are hidden, or if you're like going through documents, receiving valuable information. And if you want to track, like look for tracks and marks on the ground and stuff like that, that would be survival. So it's up to you.
Okay, since I'm not looking for a document, but the person, I guess I'll have to roll survival.
All right, go for it.
And so it's 5, since I don't do that.
All right. You take a second. You just fall to the ground. Look for anything that might be of interest, but it's just chaos. It's footprints everywhere. It's hooves. It's human feet. It's just scatter of different tracks.
Okay, so I don't find any tracks or anything?
No, there's... It's too hard. It's too much going on.
Okay, is Jessica still where I left her?
Yeah, she's standing there panicking and just almost the fear is getting to her and she looks terrified.
Okay, Jessica, there's really no sign of him here. He must have taken another route or he's already maybe with the others. He must have taken another way or if not, he's hiding somewhere, but he's not here. So we have to leave now and try to find another way. We'll have to check if he's maybe still back.
Yes. You're right, but this can't be happening.
No, it's fine. Well, he's probably still with the others.
He's been our leader for so long.
Yeah, but I mean that he's our leader. Of course he's safe. He's stronger and smarter than anyone. We'll find him. But he's not here at the moment.
Yes, you're right. We have to find him. Can't be promised me. We'll have to find him.
Yeah. Of course we'll find him. Of course. We'll just have to get back underground now and see if he's with the others. And if not, I'll go out again.
All right. Okay. So, we need to head back. Yeah, you're right. We should get back to the others. We, one step at a time. We'll find him tomorrow. Later. Or something. Okay, yeah. And she just starts running.
Okay, follow her.
To where you came from.
Yeah.
And it takes you a while, but after a while, you get back to the hideout. Find your way to the others. As you gather together in the main halls.
Short rests, maybe?
Yeah, this is totally up to you if you want to do that.
Yeah.
Okay.
May I choose how many hit die I
Yeah, you can roll? Use one hit die and see how much you get, and then you can add so you can use one hit die and then you add your con modifier as well when you roll it. So
yep.
So I heal for 8.
Yeah. And then you can choose to roll another, and or as many as you want to. You have.
And
four.
I get half back, half of the spent ones I get back from when I get a long rest.
Yes, right? Exactly.
I'm gonna roll two.
Would there be a reason I wouldn't roll all four now?
If you want to save save some...
It's very late at the evening, so you probably will, won't... you probably want to rest anyway quite soon for a long rest. This is just very precaution of if something happens before that.
I am satisfied with three. I'm back at 33.
All right.
I rolled two of my d12s. I'm up to 20.
Mm. All right. So do you want any... Do you want to do anything right of now?
I want to ask some people, where's Mira? Has anyone seen Mira?
Okay, you go around and you ask a few people. The most logical thing would probably be to ask Jessica, since you last saw her with. And you get the confirmation, and she's saying that, yeah, Mira's on a new mission. She completed the first one, and she actually has been sent to Mitra.
She couldn't wait one day. Her help would have been so, so very useful today.
It's true, but at the time, we didn't know exactly what was going on and how fast, and to be fair, it's a war going on in the entire country. It's not just here.
The disappointment and frustration is quite visible and increase facial expression.
Right. Given the emotional turmoil of seeing his old colleague dead in front of him and now being an enemy, Toby kind of just sits off in a corner, head in his hands, like kind of looking down into the ground, just thinking, brooding, stop. Don't be an asshole. crying, not a single tear.
You take a second as well and you focus on this parchment holder for scrolls and look upon it with a Mage Hunter seal at the top of the leather. And
yeah, I reread the parchment as well, kind of over and over and over again, just trying to understand the ramifications and trying to collect my thoughts on the subject.
Yeah. You probably go through the coin purse because it was blood money.
Fuck yeah.
And you find 63 gold.
Jesus.
Ching.
That more than doubled my gold.
I think Reed just goes up, just very briefly up to Toby and grab you in an embrace. That's damn well today, Toby. You proved your worth. You proved that you've changed. I'm proud to call you my friend.
Uncomfortable with this level of emotional honesty, Toby kind of does that thing that emotionally immature men do when they pat the back of the friend they're hugging, you know? Yeah. He does that. Classic man hug.
Yeah.
If he would live in this world, he would say, thanks, bruh.
There is no patting from Kree's side. He is stroking.
Caressing.
Caressing, even.
More uncomfortable with this emotional honesty. No. Thanks. Thank you.
I'm proud of calling you my friend, Toby.
It's ditto, man.
So good to have you back.
When I get back... And I assume Vito is nowhere here.
No. He's not.
So I go up to you guys. And, well, I'm very unhurt. I'm uninjured.
But... uninjured.
But I look very upset and stressed out as everyone else. And just walk up to the closest person. And I don't know who that is. And hug you and say... I'm very, very happy to see that everyone's okay. I'm going out again to see if I can find Vito because he's missing and that is really, really bad.
We should lay low. they're everywhere. They're crawling. If they find an if they follow you here and find an entrance, everyone here is dead. We need to lay low until we can formulate another plan. This was this mission was a success.
Yeah, you're right.
Barely.
You're right, but if they get him and they find out where we are, it's not going to be a success. If we're lucky, he's hiding somewhere, and I can hopefully track him down and bring him back, and otherwise we'll need to leave.
Are you a tracker, Tempe?
No. But I'm still on my 2 feet, and I'm not been shot by arrows or stabbed by swords or burnt by fireballs. So I'm quite all right.
I do think that going out after Vito can wait until the morning.
But what do we do if they do have him? They'll be coming down into the tunnels.
If they have him, you won't be able to get him back anyway.
No.
If they don't have him, and he's uninjured, he'll try and get back here. And he'll do that better on his own. If he's hiding somewhere and he's hurt, and he has to lay low, finding him won't make any difference.
We can't move from here at this stage anyway, with all these people so injured. The thing we should do is probably stay the night, keep guard, extra guard, just fortify our defenses against a potential attack and wait until morning. I realize you have a connection to this man, but
we have a connection with everyone.
For everyone's safety.
Yeah.
And for his, to be honest, Tempe, for his safety as well. One night won't make a difference. It won't.
You hear a sound from the back and towards the western wing as something is rolling on the stone floor.
Grenade!
And
my first thought too.
For a second, you feel it creeps up on you, and you turn your head, and you see a familiar face of Theron Adamas rolling out some sort of mechanical device. I have created this to help. And you see, it's a weird contraption. It's a large mechanical device with a hole and almost like a tube towards one of the sides. And he's flipping a switch, and you just see food appearing. I have mastered the craft of create food. Now, for everyone, let's get this party started.
I just look at Kree like, who is this guy?
I look at you like, who is this guy?
I look at you both and I just, yeah, he's like this. It's, don't question it.
Who the fuck is this?
Tempe's like smiling and crying at the same time. It's just, I'm very happy to see him.
He rolls up the device, standing and just putting it towards a table, the tube, and food just starts rolling out. It's like a mechanical device that just creates food, basically. And he starts putting buckets down on the other side, and you see another pipe that just starts, it just starts appearing water. And it's not good, but everyone helps each other getting some of this bread and water just to fill their stomachs and get energy.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with a ration instead. This shit is probably cancerogenic.
Radioactive!
Kree is most suspicious.
I stuff my face, I think, with food and go up to Theron and say, the bomb was... spectacular.
What's it now?
It worked perfectly. It helped everyone and it was quiet, and it was glorious.
Very intricate spell. Yes, yes, indeed it was. And it was so fancy. Everyone think, yes, yes, yes. And he just continues nerding into the technical terms that I don't even know about. The details of the arcane physics and how they were applied of making this bomb and so forth. But he hugs you and takes your side, and probably you go into the mechanical armory and just spend the rest of the evening there, if not anything other, just talking it out and bonding together.
Yeah.
Yeah. You actually get your bed.
Oh, yay!
The first time in a while.
I'll have some food.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, my trust in this man went from 0 to 100 once I saw that that bomb actually worked.
Yeah.
I'm eating this food and I'm drinking this water.
Yeah.
Most deaf.
And it's not good. It basically tastes like the whitest bread you've ever tasted. Like nothing. but it
airplane food.
It's weirdly
okay,
filling
up. Jerry Seinfeld, very topical reference there.
But it basically, it fills up your stomach and you feel a lot of the energy is coming back to you. And you feel well fed and you drink the water and you're not thirsty, and it seems to work wonders. Especially at this magnitude of people that are injured and that are here.
I go and try to find Jessica.
Yeah. She sits on a barrel and just hands in her face, and
we share an emotional expression there, I guess. I kind of what I said about waiting and fortifying our defenses and stuff to her being the kind of de facto leader once now Vito Cigar is away. I kind of explain my strategy for the night for her. Just trying to get her to order her people to get that in order.
And you take the better part of like 5 minutes just in building up a strong fortifying plan, and you set up some temporary barricades towards the main entrance and put up some watches and deploying an order to actually have the night watch. And come to the conclusion that you should be safe for the night, at least.
Safe enough. Yeah, I as soon as that is done and that I'm confident then that there is a watch and that Jessica kind of, that she's emotionally handling the situation and accepting her role as temporary leader, I try to find a cot to sleep in. I accept a watch for the night as well. I volunteer a watch for the night as well.
You volunteer for one.
I'll see if Sir Riscus wants some of this bread.
Aw.
Sir Riscus is coming out from your boot.
I forgot about Sir Whiskers. I love this. I'm so happy now.
And you're trying to feed him a bit of bread. Sir Riscus just sniffs at it and...
I knew it!
And then looks up on you with the most weirdly puppy eyes and crawls back into your boot.
That's what happens when you spoil your children with cheese.
As we've established, Marcus is not a parent yet. It's good that you get some practice.
Don't give your kids cheese. That's what I'm saying.
Don't tell your kids Santa isn't real.
I have one thing I want to do on my watch.
Do you want to take a watch?
Well, yeah.
Okay.
You got a bed to sleep in and you're taking a watch.
No, but that's, you know, this is Tempe's people. I have one thing I want to do, and that is I have a project that me and that I've told Theron about. Mm-hmm. And that I want to do.
Okay.
And I want to sneak into the other's room and take some measurements because I am planning some wings for Curie because he needs wings as a bird person.
Okay.
And that's a level 9 thing that I can do. So I want to plan.
You're starting to take some measurements. Yes. And starting to go with some blueprints.
Yeah.
Who is voluntarily taking a watch for this night? So Toby, Tempe.
Not me.
Shark is sleeping.
Yeah, I'm sleeping by Kirali.
Yeah. So I would have Toby. You're taking one of the first watches. We'll have you roll a perception.
The four?
Yeah. You're sitting and waiting. 2 hours pass without anything happen. Just emptily staring into the black. And yeah. After that, you finish your watch and lend over to some guy named Leo. And Leo just takes it. And after a while, a woman named Caddy, you know her, Tempe. And Caddy wakes you up and says, Tempe, I heard you volunteer for a watch.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot about that. Thank you. And everything cool? Quiet?
It's been a quiet night. I don't know. I haven't heard anything, but we'll probably be fine, hopefully.
Yeah, yeah. We'll be fine. It's gonna be all right.
Okay. Gonna hit the hay.
Yeah. Yeah. Good night.
Good luck. So you set your ass down.
Yeah.
You can roll me a perception.
I can't see because I'm blind. That is a 13 plus 3, so 16.
16? You don't see anything during these 2 hours, but you do hear. And you're hearing almost like a very heavy noise coming from the town and from above ground. And you hear chaos. Other than that, it's a still night, and you hear the occasional screams very faintly, but that is what you hear. Hello there, and thank you so much for listening to Dungeons & Dice Appointments, a fantasy narrative in the world of Cyneria, created by me, Agnes Rupo, and set in the rules of D&D 5th edition by Wizards of the Coast. The music and editing is made by Marcus Linder, Andreas Lindstrom, and Agnes Rupo, with additional music and sound effects that is provided by freesfx.co.uk. To help us continue this narrative, we would really appreciate if you gave us a good review on iTunes and any other podcast player you're using. And with that said, I think everything is better now. So until next time, have a safe one.